Hello, everyone. This is another edition of Show Talk with Angela Butler. FD, the foot doctor, is the guest today. He will be talking about foot care, healing through the feet, the ears. He'll be talking about Egyptian reflexology, iconic foot detoxing. He'll be talking about a whole lot of things, a whole lot of beneficial things. All right. So I'm going to go and let you listen to Just Dance by Melba Moore.
Remember when we used to know each other's names, hanging out all day long and playing silly games? Let's take it back to the good times music.
Everyone, you're still listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Today's interview and today's show is with FD, the foot doctor. He will be talking about reflexology. He'll be talking about the benefits of reflexology through the feet, the ears, among other things that can help detox the body. Good afternoon, FD.
Good afternoon, Miss Angela Butler. I'm so excited to be on the radio with you today.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm telling you, we're going to talk about winning wellness made simple for those that are listening. We're going to show them how to get involved in taking charge of their own health and wellness,
yes,
making decision care of themselves better than they take care of the car on the driveway, better than they take care of the house that they live in, because the house that God lives in, which is you yourself, needs to be taken care of as well. The body is so uniquely created, it's so uniquely made in the image of God that it actually will heal itself. And I think that's what has people spoiled, why we don't do the necessary things that we need to do for this, what the Bible calls the temple that he dwells in. So I'm excited. I'm ignited.
Okay, me too.
And I appreciate the warm introduction that you've given.
You're more than welcome. Your company is called the Key Center. Am I correct?
Well,
is your company called the Key Center?
The Key Center is the umbrella that we operate under. The Key Center has actually gave me the opportunity to take what I do Monday through Friday. I partnered with Apostle John Wesley Williams here in Houston, Texas, at where his church was sitting empty through the week. And people are sick and need health and wellness through the week. And I'm praying and looking for a way to get this thing started. And he immediately saw the vision. He immediately said, we got to do this. Matter of fact, in his heart was doing something like that. He has a naturopathic doctor at the church. He has a person that does herbs at the church, and I brought the missing piece. And so what we ended up creating was a detox and meditation wellness spa. And so
yes,
the detox, meditation, and wellness spa, I mean, those are actual components that exist at the Key Center, at the wellness spa. We come in, you're able to detox, right? And what we do, we use a hydrotherapy ionic foot detox machine in order to address those issues of toxins that are in the body. You know, let's look at it from the reflexology viewpoint.
Okay.
In reflexology, there are 7,000 reflexes under the bottom of each foot. And so that gives us access to the entire physical body from the inside out. And so we go in. Let me address this, you know, the issue about why we are so toxic in our society.
Yes,
you know.
Toxins. That's great. I was going to ask you about the toxins that you were talking to, because I know I was going to the pharmacy and you were telling me some things. So I'd like for the people listening to the show to hear what you told me. And also, people listening, once again, this is Master Coach FD, the foot doctor. His business phone number is 281-630-2334. His email is glam, GLAM, glam glory, GLORY, the number 4, lowercase u, at gmail.com. So it's glam glory 4 u at gmail.com. All right, go ahead.
Can we make a correction on that email address?
Yes.
Let me make a correction. Since we've opened the spa now, and a part of the meditation part of what we do is soaking. In other words, we allow our spirit to get loaded with the presence of God, right? And that allows us to detox spiritually. So that we put a new email address specifically for this, which is extreme x. TREME soaking SOAKING for you at gmail.com. Again, let me repeat that again. Extreme soaking TREME SOAKING, the number 4, the letter U, at gmail.com. Extreme soaking at gmail.com. I appreciate that. Yeah.
Yes, and I just wanted to say the phone number, the business phone number is 281-630-2334. Okay, so now I want people listening to understand this is different than a pedicure, the foot soaking.
A pedicure.
For those who are not familiar with this.
Yeah, okay. We'll explain in, you know, somewhat in detail, but at the same time show the benefit of them coming to the knowledge of what they used to do way back in the day. We're talking about the Egyptian pharaohs, the queens. You're talking about the historical record recalls it from the 6th dynasty of ancient Egypt, right? And even in Nefertiti's, which is when queen of Egypt back then, in their pyramids, they were recorded hieroglyphically. In other words, pictures were recorded, so we didn't have to really try to understand that language or try to interpret that language. They were able to read the hieroglyphics, and they were able to see with the approach of one's foot is approached at a certain point, and it affects a certain part of the body. Now, what ended up happening, or how all of this came about, back in 1886, there was a French explorer, and the history's great, but I'll reserve some of the history for you people that really want to do the research on this thing, where you can go and grab it in. But what ended up happening, they were excavating these Egyptian tombs, and they discovered this. Here we were in civil war in this great land of America, right? In 1886, you know, fighting for independence. Why, at the same time over there, they were getting wellness independent by getting some information from the ancient Egyptian pharaohs and physicians, Queens about how if I touch this part of the foot, I can heal this part of the body. And it's a technique, or we call it a healing modality, actually, for royalty, because that's where it was. And because it was so effective, the pharaohs did not allow it to get lost in history. They preserved it in a way that when it was discovered, or when those tombs were being excavated, those pyramids were being excavated, the history showed up. And on to even to this day as we speak. Now, what ended up happening from Egypt, a portion of that went east. And what happened when it went east? It went to Asia, it went to India, China, and those. And so they have their methods of reflexology as well. But what we do the Egyptian method of reflexology. And the reason why we do this, because historically it's the oldest. It's the one, it's where everything began, in Egypt, in the cradle of life. So this, I want to say something, but I need to explain some more things, then I'll come back and say it. In reference to what happened when it went east versus you know, the Egyptian method of reflexology. Though it's the oldest method of reflexology, it may not be the most popular or the most talked about method, but I assure you, it is the one that made sure it stayed alive. And studying and researching why, you know, this is like this, how you're able to work with somebody's feet and get their body well, you know, get them into wellness. I had an incident, and just kind of let you know how powerful this thing is. I used to live in Las Vegas, Nevada. You know, some people call it Sin City. I call it Saint City because this is where, you know, on the West Coast is where I was introduced. I actually was introduced, or the father of Egyptian reflexology, Lynn Nelson, out of Temecula, California, and I used to live in Temecula, is the one that taught me, certified me to teach, certified me to certify, and now I've launched my own organization so we can really build this army based on a lot of things that I've experienced, I discovered in doing this over the years. I've been doing the Egyptian method of reflexology since 2008 of July, but I actually started learning reflexology in 1982, but the method that I was taught in 1982 was more of the Asian or the Eastern style reflexology, and basically it's more of an acupressure style reflexology where your thumb
is it anything. I'm interrupting you. I know. Is there anything like acupuncture involved? Because I don't like needles.
No. It's not needles. It's pressure points, right?
Pressure
points. Like I say, so you have an array of on your feet where you're able to go in and break up the crystallization of uric acid and calcium that builds up in the body from the toxins. And it's somewhat painful, you know, when you have to go in there and manually do it, but you're actually able to do that, you know. So a lot of people get conditions like gout and this kind of stuff, right? But you can actually in with the thumb, and I keep fingernails on my thumb so I can go in and break up that crystallization of uric acid and calcium. And as you break that up, you're able to release it. Guess how? When you go to the bathroom and you do number one and you get rid of the crystallization of the uric acid and calcium. So you break it down. But it's you know, I know we're going to talk about 30 minutes today, so, you know, it's going to be a little bit more
Yes, 30 minutes. Yeah, but everyone, we're going to do another show. We're going to do two more shows, and they're going to be our shows. So you have an opportunity, I know, to listen to him in an entire for 2 hours, but there'll be two separate shows. And you'll be able to go back, as usual, to the archives and just listen all you want. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, and what I would like to do, Angela, if this is okay with you, okay, we've given out my phone number. If anyone has a question, they're welcome to text that question to 281-630-2334, and we could actually address whatever those questions are on the next broadcast. We'll give them a way to get involved. But to get back to what we're talking about, let me get a number one more time just in case. 281-630-2334. And I tell you, we're so excited because in a few minutes we're going to break loose with some other news that's going to really get a lot of people excited when it comes to what we do. And we'll drop that in a minute, but we're going to go back and continue to explain a little bit more about what we do with Egyptian reflexology. We'll talk about the benefits of that, But I was telling a story about when I lived in Las Vegas, and I was working at a casino at an event, and believe it or not, Angie, you won't believe this, but a former Minister of Health for the nation of Canada approached me. Now, I didn't know who she was at first, right? But she saw me working, on person after person after person, and this was a pool tournament. But though it was pool tournament, I was working on feet and hands. And a matter of fact, the person that won the tournament, matter of fact, this was their third year winning. Every year that they won, and the first time I did her feet and hands was the first time she won the tournament. So each year she would come back, and I would do her feet and hands, and each year I would do her feet and hands. Guess what? She would win the tournament. She would take home the big trophy. So, man, we would always go in there, and then they actually even published it in their magazine. So when we come back next week, I'll give you I'll even tell you what that magazine was. I have it up.
Okay. I know you also use meditation with what you do. Also I think the Egyptian reflexology with the ears, the feet, the hands, and something you call ionic foot detoxing. Can you explain a little bit about that?
Oh, yeah. Okay, let me tell you the magazine. If they want to go look at the article, it's actually in the pool players magazine called The Break. And, man, I can't see the date on this, but anyway.
I'm looking at The Break, and there's no date on it.
Okay,
I can't see the date on it, but I know it looks like it says volume.
Okay, it looked like it was in November 11th. But anyway, it tells the whole story. And if anyone's interested, we'll actually email you our brochure where we can start you on your journey of searching this thing out. But let's go back to address some of the things that you were talking about. So we were talking about meditation in this spot. Listen, the way this is approached is it's approached from a natural perspective, but man, it is real spiritual. It is real intuitive because God created healing in us. So there are times when you don't know what's going on with you. I don't know what's going on with you, but intuitively, somehow you know exactly what part of the feet to touch and begin to address the wellness concerns that are with that individual. I've been doing this for quite a while, over 25 years, and the more I do it, the more I'm able to see inside of one, you know, when you approach it, you know, and so intuitively we know what part of the feet to approach. But I've even simplified it even more, Miss Angela, where we don't have to go in and do any guesswork. We just do the complete foot from start to finish, from the top of the toe to the bottom of the heel in reference to that. You know, we address every reflex on the foot, all 7,000 plus, and we make sure that we touch each one thoroughly so the foot can begin to do what God's called the body to do, and that's to go into self-healing mode. The term, or the scientific or medical term for that, of people that are in wellness, they know, known as your circadian rhythm. And you tap into that, and what ends up happening from the hypothalamus region of the brain, the body, your brain begins to release healing endorphins that will act like morphine to pain. I mean, you could go in from the bottom of the foot. You can feel tender areas that may be on the back, maybe on your neck, maybe on your hips, your knees. You could feel all of that from the bottom of your feet.
And yes, so yes, you can.
Yeah, and then not only that, what you begin to address it, and you can begin to increase the blood circulation to these parts of the body. You can actually increase the body electricity. You can actually build up the immune system. There's things that you can do in order to make sure that wellness gets in your home. So I guess that kind of brings me back to Joanne Levy.
Dr. Joanne Levy.
The minister, yes, who was the Minister of Health for the nation of Canada back toward the turn of the century. I mean, when I say that, 2000. But Dr. Levy showed me some things about what I was doing that I didn't have a clue. But her position, man, I mean, it just opened up a whole new world when she not only talked about the healing benefits of reflexology and what we do is the Egyptian method of reflexology, but she also talked about the psychosocial benefits where you're able to go heal your home, heal your neighborhood, heal your community, heal your city, your state as well, eventually the nation. I mean, all we need to do is do it, let it catch on fire, and you begin to see people now beginning to have a method of taking charge of their health, taking charge of their wellness, and do something for your feet beyond a pedicure, which you had mentioned that, so we will address that for a second.
Okay. All right.
Take for instance that beautiful car that you have that you love to tell everybody about, right? When it gets dirty,
people do.
You take it to the car wash, and you wash it, you know, you wipe it off. That's what a pedicure is like. A reflexology, the Egyptian method, is like when you take your car into the shop, and you're going to get a major tune-up on the car, you know. You're going to get the spark plugs replaced. You're going to replace all the fluids. You're going to make sure everything is greased. I mean, you're going to do to the car to make sure it runs like new. What we do to the body with reflexology is a way to restore, a way to begin to replenish, and the way begin to allow the body to begin to go to work the way it's designed to work. We are designed with 75% water, and we run by a battery, right? And so you're able to go in with the hands and actually ignite those reflexes. And it's actually a reflexology technique that's taught by Young Living essential oils, you know, and it's called VitaFlex. And the VitaFlex, it's more of an striking type of motion when you hit the different reflexes, and it increases the body energy and allows certain things to begin to happen. But there's various types of reflexology techniques that are out there, and this is one that I enjoy doing it, but the most effective one by far is the Egyptian method. It's the one from the beginning anyway. But I know because of the terrain of where people lived and where the modality went to, certain things did have to change. Let me give a good example. Egypt, right? Man, these pharaohs, they would go out to the garden and they would walk and their feet were soft and they were, you know, easy touch. So you didn't really need all this acupressure. I mean, the foot, you have access to it. And as a, we call it like a slope method where you approach reflexology with the thumbs in order to get those areas that are tender. You could feel them almost like you have eyes in your fingertips. And it's so incredible to see when you begin to work and you begin to, from the bottom of the foot, tell somebody that there's something going on in their back, there's something going on in their head, there's something going on with their ears, there's something going on with their knees. But you're actually able to do that. You could actually feel it. It's like, wow, this is amazing. But I've
Yes, I believe it. And I also want, I'm going to interrupt you again. I'm enjoying what you're saying. I'm learning. Also, he has a, a license or Texas state regulation? What is this?
Oh, okay. What we do, and this
satisfies
is
it.
Okay. Well, we actually teach you how to do what I'm doing. And we do this a couple of different ways, and we have a couple of different classes that we do. Okay, I as a certified instructor, you know, and to be able to certify you, you can actually begin to think of this as a career. You don't have, like, say, for instance, massage, right? You know, you're going to pay anywhere from $8,000 to $15,000 for your first year of massage therapy. Now, in reflexology, what we charge is $495, $595. We have all the equipment. But we'll teach you how to do this so you can actually make a living. You make $60 an hour, you know.
That's great.
And what Dr. Levy and what we kind of came up with is a way that we could teach it to families, mothers, fathers, where they could do it in the home. And that particular class is just $130. And what we'll do with that particular class is actually we'll come to that city and host a seminar, and we could show you in 4 hours how you would be on your way to bringing winning wellness made simple in your home.
That sounds great, everybody listening.
Yeah.
People keep listening.
Yeah, and we'll bring what you need to rub the feet with, and we'll show you the touch. We'll teach you the technique. You have an hour of technique. You have an hour of procedure. You have 2 hours of application, and you'll learn that. And we'll come in that, and then we will teach you that. We will drill you that. We will walk you through that so you can begin to launch winning wellness in your home. And what doubles down on us that makes this thing even more simple and makes it more fun is because the Bible backs this thing up. It says that a believer will lay hand on the sick and they shall recover. Now, what we do, we lay hands on every part of the body from the inside out. And
all
so
right.
The results.
Sounds great. It sounds relaxing. It sounds healing almost
because I'm
reading. We've only got 60 seconds, people, but I just want to say, remember you heard FD, the foot doctor, on Show Talk with Angela Butler. He has classes, of course, but for those of you, he's benefits. I'm looking at his pamphlet and his brochure saying that he, you could have more energy, improve sleep, relieve stress, just a number of things. Just a whole lot of benefits. And the other part, yes, and it says utilizing the ancient art of rejection reflexology, and it can even aid in high and low blood pressure and reduces fluid retention.
Yeah, all that's easy because You know, those, when those blockages, what we do, we go open up blockages that hinders the blood from flowing. And I'm saying it real fast because I know time is short.
Yes.
And but what we want you to do, if you have any questions, if you want any information, just call that number, 281-630-2334. And we're launching a website that's going to be Egyptian Reflexology Institute.com. And
all right, that's great.
Right now, but they'll be able to go and log on Egyptian Reflexology Institute.com, and this information will be made available as well. But until
yes, and also for those of you who are listening to this show, if you do call him and email him, let the foot doctor Guyton, G-Y-T-O. How do I pronounce your name?
Guyton. Last name is Guyton. And basically,
Guyton.
What we just
you heard it on Show Talk with Angela Butler.
Yes, indeed. Angela,
okay.
This has been such an incredible time. It's been such a great time. I'm looking forward for the next 2 weeks so where we can actually really dig in, and because we're going to have to address wellness. Why
yes,
we
wellness.
Not approach it, and we want to show you winning wellness made simple. So in other words, we're going to put the light on the problem, and then we're going to bring home the solution, and we're going to show you how to get involved and get on top of it and bring winning wellness in your own home.
That's right. Help your own family and help yourselves. All right. Thank you. Thank you for Dr. FD. All right, everyone. You've been listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. The interview has been with the Foot Dr. FD. He gave you his information. For those of you who didn't get the information the first time, please go back to the show and re-listen to it. Also, he will be on this weekend. We haven't completely decided on the time, but I will post it. Also, those of you who did take time to listen to this show and are interested in health and wellness and want to contact him, let him know that you heard him on Show Talk with Angela Butler. Let him know that I'm the one that put it out there, and he's the one that was interviewed. Okay, everyone, have a blessed night, and talk to you tomorrow.